What accounts for the fact that that so little progress, or indeed the backsliding, what accounts for that going on under the leadership of the first African-American president? Why? How do we explain that?
Yeah, I think there are a few things. And to your question, how do we explain it? I don't know. I think the historians are going to have a very difficult time trying to juxtapose how in the era of the first black president, the bottom fell out for black America. That's going to be a hard juxtaposition to make. I hope to be around to read what their account is for why they think that happened. But my research in this text suggests a few things in no particular order. Number one, there was too much deference to the president by black people. We got so caught up in the symbolism that we didn't press hard enough on the substance. And so symbolism does matter. I just think substance matters as well. And so there was too much deference in some part to the president on the part of black people. Black leaders were sidelined and silenced too often in favor of an invitation to the White House. And so more could have been done in terms of pressing an agenda. You look at the gay and lesbian community. Look at the environmental movement. Of course, Wall Street gets everything they want, but look at what other communities gained over the last decade, and look how black America wasn't just stagnant, but indeed lost ground over the last 10 years, in part one because we were too deferential.